think we even got it.
Okay, today's daf is daf Samech Tes, either Sofer Tov, Svaradi Tahor, have a set of good drinking glasses,
and let's get moving.
So we had a problem yesterday, in which Rav Yosef said we're forced to invert the words of Rabbi Meir. Instead of saying that Rabbi Meir says, Mishon Atanu Shetovo Otsi, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Meizid, Oser, it should actually say, Eino Oser. Because it appeared earlier that that what happened was is that once you would be machzik in the rishus, is what we said. Once you're machzik in the rishus, because the way Rabbi Meir says over the story in the Braita of the case of the tzeduki and the chotzer of Rabbi Gamliel, is that if you guys get out there fast enough, he said to his kids, then when he comes out, he can't answer on you. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he must have not said that at all. What he actually said was, take care of it before he gets out there, because once he gets out there, it's all over. Of course, there was another version, which was the way we understood the Mishnah, get out there before Shabbos, because once Shabbos comes, it's us, which would mean he can't even be Mevatel Rishus. There's three possibilities here. Let's just review this. Three possibilities. Tzeduki, the question is, what is the nature of a tzeduki? Does he tie into the Reisha, in which we're including tzeduki along with Kuti and Akum? Or is he Ki Yisrael L'Choldov? That's one question. Then we have another question. Assuming that he could be Mevatel Rishus, can he take back that Rishus after somebody else was a Mavzik? And the variations in the story basically are variations on that theme. Rabbi Gamliel, who obviously held that the Tzeduki Echad that was Dar Bishonato had a right to be Mevatel Rishus. So all his concern was, in the version of Rabbi Meir in the Braita, is see to it that you get out there before he does, because if he gets out there, he's going to aser it on you. But if you get there first, apparently he won't aser it on you. That was Rabbi Meir's version. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braita says that the point was get everything done before he gets out there, because if he gets out there, then it's no good at all. Now, we could learn that that means make sure you get it all done during the day before Shabbos comes, because he says here at Shalot Techashek, which means clearly Shabbos comes. However, in the Mishnah, he didn't say that. It was Bashma in the Mishnah just before he comes, not before the day gets late. So we have three variants. The problem that we had yesterday was where Rabbi Meir contradicts himself, because here Rabbi Meir was saying that according to Rabbi Gamliel, all that's important is get out there first. The ones who get out there, he can no longer take it back his rishus. Whereas the Mishnah said b'feirush that if he's motzi bein b'shogeg bein b'meisid, according to Rabbi Meir, he cancels the bitl. So even if Rabbi Gamliel held that he was a Yisrael, he would cancel the bitl. Rabbi Yosef felt that there was no choice but to invert the gerusin. That Rabbi Meir actually said that eino oser, because otherwise how could it possibly square with the way he was saying over the mice with Rabbi Gamliel? Whereas Abaya had said yesterday, let's just review that from the third line. As Abaya said, there's no need to invert Rabbi Meir. Abaya Omer Lo Kasha. Why can't we simply say that it depends whether they got out there first? Kanji Tziku B'nei Mavui D'Mavui. Where Rabbi Meir says that if he walks out, he's Mavatalid. So obviously he's talking about Shalom Tziku B'nei Mavui B'Mavui. The case over there, all the Rabbi Meir said is get out there before he does. Because if you get out there, you can be marzik in it. Whereas where does it say in the Mishnah that they were marzik in it? It just says he gave the rishus. So we have to understand that there's two different issues over here. Can he or can he not be mevatel rishus? Having been mevatel rishus, can he take back the bitul rishus b'shargi b'meizit? How about in a case where someone else is already marzik in the rishus? Then would he be able to take it back? So there's basically three issues that we need to discuss. And therefore there's no problem. Rabbi Meir was saying what the case would be if we had never been machzik before him in the Mishnah. And over here, the story of the Rabbi Gamliel was specifically, make sure that you are machzik before him so that he doesn't take it back. What's the problem, Bechla? And indeed, if you take a look at the Braita, which is more detailed, we'll find over there this distinction very clearly made between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Atanya. Indeed, in the Braita it says, Im ad shelo natan reshuto hotzi. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid, yochol lebatel divrei Rabbi Meir. Now Rashi learns, as I mentioned to you yesterday briefly, Rashi learns that the first part of this braita is introducing a completely new issue. Because here we're saying what the din would be before the bittul. Never have we raised a problem with what happens before the bittul. It certainly appeared until now that the issue was only if after having been mevatel rishus he changes his mind or he acts as if the bittul was meaningless, what impact does that have on the bittul? Now we're suddenly discussing in the opening of this braita what he did before the bittul. Who cares what he did before the bittul? Therefore, says Rashi, the question of what he did before the bittul is a completely different element, which is he a mumer l'chalel Shabbat? Because if he ignores the Eruv, and he recognizes that despite the fact that there's no Eruv, he ain't going to be limited by that, and he's motzi b'mezid, so therefore, really, the opening of the braita is just an interesting way of introducing the idea of what the halacha is of a mumer vis-a-vis the Eruv. Now, we never necessarily discussed mumer before. Because tzeduki, as Tosis points out, is not necessarily mumer. Despite the fact that he's called for b'tarish ha'balpeh, and so on and so forth, if behavior-wise he would be hesitant to do something, even in his drabonin, in front of a big Talmud Chacham, such as we'll have a case later on for a bit of the Siyah. So that's not considered to be a mumer, because the mumer over here is dafke is a mumer befar hes. So the truth is, therefore, we have four different things that we need to recall. Nochri, kuti, tzeduki, and mumer. We have different dinim lagabe, the halacha of Eruv. Here, for the first time, we're introducing, says Rashi, the idea of mumer. And so Mimela, instead of introducing it, stam, and how about a mumer, we put it in the same right of the guy who uses the rishus after bittul. What if he uses the rishus before bittul? What's that? It's nogeya, but there's a mumer, that's all. So when we put it together in the same way, more as a mnemonic, rather than thinking that it has anything to do with each other. Tosis doesn't like that at all. And it's crazy, what a funny way of introducing a mumer. You want to talk about a mumer? Talk about a mumer. Don't throw it in together with the guy who took his rishus back for bittul and say it in such a cute way, and if he did it before the bittul, then he's a mumer. Without even mentioning the name, there was a sense that this is clearly not the pshat. But first, let's learn Rashi's pshat. So now the braita opens up with the case of a person who carries into the chotzer without bittul, or therefore without eruv. And now the shaila is: can he be mavato? Can a mumer be mavato, or does he have a din of a goy l'chol dover, and he's the same as an akum, and he can't be mavato? No, he's a mumer. That's another objection of Tosus. Tosus says a guy doesn't become a mumer just because he carries on one Shabbos. Does it show that he's a mumer? It shows he's got a lot of pressure. He needed to see the video, and there wasn't in the house. What's he supposed to do? Obviously, he has to carry it. It doesn't make a man a mumer. But Chlali says this is a ridiculous way. It's ridiculous in how you present it, and it doesn't even satisfactorily present it. In telling me a case of a person who happened to carry out into a chotzer, therefore you're going to call him a mumer by definition. That's outrageous. So Bichlal Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat in every possible way. What you're raising now is another problem that Tosfos has with Rashi. But in a finami, according to Rashi, if the guy is motzi, b'mezi, and it's b'far hesya, and he takes it out into the chutzah, he doesn't care about the din of Eruv. So then he's cut himself out of the dinim of the shmir of Yisrael of Eruv. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, if before he was notain rishut, he was motzi, even if he does it b'mezid, he could still be mavato, because he does not lose his ability to be mavato just because he's mechal Shabbos. This is how Rashi understands Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. B'shogeg, okay, stop. B'shogeg, he's like anybody else. B'mezid, but if he's a mezid, so then already he's a mechal Shabbos. If he's a mechal Shabbos, ain't our yechol avatel. Tosfos says, forget about mumer, shmumer, we're talking about over here the shaila of exactly what it seems to be talking about. Once a person establishes that he is a dayar in the chotzer and uses the chotzer, is bittul still an option? That's the question. What do you do with mumer? In the same way that we have an understanding that perhaps if we were matzik in the chotzer before him, that then his bittul will be so powerful that he won't be able to be chayzer and take it back now if he makes a mistake, so to the opposite direction. If he initially is machzik before being mevatel, then we view his bittul as being a fraud, because obviously he's already established himself as using this chutz. It's a simple question, according to Tosfos, about whether bittul will work after he's machzik, and that ties it in perfectly into the sugya, because that's what we've been talking about. To what extent does chazaka in the chotzer affect a bittul? Either, says Tosfos, prior to the bittul, or in the opposite case, where the person that you were mevatel to is machzik, so after the bittul, whether the bittul now can become batel just because you used it. It's very, very, very now parallel, juxtaposed halachas. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, it's okay, even though he's a mumer, or according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, it's okay to be mevatel even after you establish that you want to use the chotzer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bishogeg Yecholabato. But if Bemezid, if you're a Mumer Bemezid, then you can no longer be Mavato. You're like a Goy, or according to Tosfos, in being Mavat, in being used, it Magzik in the Chatzar Bemezid. It means you're indicating that this is the way you want it. You want to be able to use your Chatzar. Fine. Now, how about after you gave away your rights? Misha Natan Rishuto. And then he's motzi. So then, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid oser, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'mezid oser, b'shogeg eino oser. But when is this machlokes tofes? B'med varim amurit. And this is the raya that Abaye is bringing to his pshat, that there's no comparison between a case where the bnei ha-chotzer were first machzik, and between a case where they hadn't been machzik, but the man had just been mevatel. And here are the crucial words. B'med varim amurim, when do we have this discussion that's davke b'shelo yichziku b'nei mavoy b'mavoy? Only before the people that were the recipients of the bito went out and made use of that bito. But once they were yichziku b'nei mavoy b'mavoy, then even Rabbi Meir agrees, bein b'mezid, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, eino oser. Exactly what I said, says Abaye. So what's your problem from the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir? I don't understand. The Mishnah was talking about b'shelo yichziku, like the first line in the Braita over here. The case of Rabbi Gamliel in the Braita, where Rabbi Meir said, eino oser, is talking about where they were machzik already. Exactly what Rabbi Meir says here. It's perfectly clear. There's no need to change any girsa'ot. Now, the Mishnah continues in a different way than the Braita continues. Let's just take a look again and see the way our Mishnah talks about the story. At the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when he was talking about the story of Rabbi Gamliel's childhood, in which Rabbi Gamliel's father had been reported to have said, go ahead and get your things into the Mavui, or get your things out before he comes out to Aseret, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. What he said was that you have to finish before the guy comes out. Because once the guy comes out, he will aser it. Now, it doesn't say in the Mishnah anything about Shabbos. It just says, Ma'aruva asu tzorchechem b'mavui, ad shelo yotzi v'yaser alechem. So what was the issue in the Mishnah? That the moment that the guy comes out, it'll be too late. Then he won't be able to do anything. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says that hurry up and get things out. Let's take a look at the Lashon over here. Hotziu ma'shatem hotzim v'achnisu ma'shatem machnisim. What does he say? Ad shelo techashech. Ma'aruva asu tzorchechem ad shelo techashech. Before it gets dark. Once it's dark, yaser alecha. So what does that mean? That means that I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that this guy had done a bittul is meaningless. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold in this version? That a tzeduki is like an ochre. Correct? Before, all he was saying is that the shaila is whether the bittul will be tofes after he comes out. Now he's saying that, no, you should know bichlal. Your whole version is wrong. Really, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that a tzeduki is an ochre. Because we definitely have two different versions here in Rabbi Yehuda. So Omar Mar, you just said that what Rabbi Yehuda had reported about what Rabbi Gamliel said in the Braita just yesterday was b'lashon acheret. Maharu v'asu tzorchechem b'mavui ad shelo techashech v'yasor alechem, meaning Amar Nochriel. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't even argue in the Tanakhama about whether a Siddiqui has a din of a goy. But what do you mean? The Mishnah said the fair is not like that. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel holds that a Siddiqui is not a goy. And what Rabbi Yehuda said was only that Rabbi Gamliel's father had said, get things done before the guy comes out. Actually, yotzi. But you could certainly use his bito as long as he didn't come out and was mavatel his bito. But you didn't need to get things done before Shabbos. How do you explain that? Answers the Gemara, it must be not atshelo yotzi, but rather atshelo yetze hayom, meaning atshelo techashay. There's not two different versions, but what he was saying in both cases was that, look, this guy cannot be mavatel reshus at all. Make sure you get things done before it's dark. Or, you know what? Maybe it sounds like it. No kash. Not necessarily does a tzeduki, as we pointed out earlier, does a tzeduki mean that he is a mumer? You see, it depends. If he's mumer lechalel Shabbatot b'tzina'ah, so then ein hachinami, he can be mevatel reshus because he doesn't openly b'farhesya, and we'll see that that means b'farhesya in front of even an adam gadol. We actually use this pasuk in Mahalocha today in terms of many dinim, whether somebody has a din of mumer legabe giving money, and people
that are machmer on yayin and so on.
If this is a person that still has some shemetz in him of busha from an adam gadol, if the chafetz chayim were there holding his hand saying shabbos, he wouldn't be mechal shabbos. Good, so then he's not a mumel chal shabbos before hesya. He's a mumel chal shabbos only betzina. So betzina. But Sina in Achinami, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he does not have a din of an Aklum. That was what the Mishnah was talking about. But when the Braita, when he says, you better get things done before Shabbat, because this guy can't be Mavato, and over there you'll notice he even uses a Lashon, this filthy, no good, mituav, right? So over there we're talking about somebody that's worse than that. This is the guy who, while the Chofetz Chaim is saying Shabbos, he lights the cigarette and blows the smoke in his face. Okay, this guy is a mituav. Fine. So he, in Achinami, could not be Mavato Rishus at all. Two completely different idiots. So, Kan, b'mumar l'chalel Shabbatot b'far Hesya. If it's b'far Hesya, so then in Achinami. But that's not a machlokas and two lashonas of Rav Yehuda. It's two different people. Kamanaz la haditanya, mumar v'gilui panim areze eino mevatel Rishus. Who do you think is the author of a braita that says that a mumar and a gilui panim, now b'parshtes a gilui panim is an adam mechutza. Nothing to do with doing averus. He doesn't, he's uncivilized. He speaks not nicely. He acts in a way that's inappropriate. I mean, it was very strange. But Gilui Ponim can't be Mavato Rishus. Yes, to the Gemara. What do you mean, Gilui Ponim? That's crazy. I mean, Gilui Ponim is not a Mumer. Gilui Ponim, Mumer, I think. Well, the only way to understand the Braisa is Mumer big Gilui Ponim. That someone who would be a Mumer, meaning Bifar Hesya, but now we understand that the concept of Bifar Hesya is not just Bifar Hesya, but it's rather, it's Bechutzpah. So Mumer Bechutzpah, now we see who it's going according to. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, now that we understand him properly, is being mechalek between someone who in the Mishnah was mechalek Shabbat, but not before Hesed. Someone in the Braita, however, was mechalek Shabbat before Hesed, was metuav, then he can't be mevatel Rishut at all. Therefore, the Braita that stresses Mumer, who is a megala ponim, only that type of mumer would not be able to be mevatel Rishus. Oh, that's exactly Rabbi Yehuda that we just had. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. So everything now is really falling into place. There was a guy who would go out on Shabbos wearing either chamruta de medusha, is a type of signet ring that had a different material for the stamp area. And Rashi says he's not quite sure that what that would be, a medusha. But that's how he was makabalit. And that's also, as we saw back in Shabbat, it's not considered to be a tashit. It's considered to be a kli that you use. Rashi suggests a chumrata de medusha. Chumrata is often used to mean a keshet, something that holds. Medusha, he says, means of bisamim, a type of bisamim. And that, we said, also is not considered to be a malbush. It's considered to be basically carrying around a spray can of deodorant. You know, I mean, what's the difference you're using it for? Well, when he saw Rav Yehuda, Nesia, this is not to be confused with Rav Yehuda that we were talking about in the Mishnah, but he saw Rav Yehuda Nesia coming down, and he was embarrassed that he had this thing around his neck or on his finger, so he covered it, kasya. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia said, oh, a guy like that who has busha, kagon zem mevatel rishut to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we saw, that it's davka that he has chutzpah, that's b'gilui panim. Since he was b'chaseh, he picked up his collar so he wouldn't see the necklace with Rashi's trap, or turn the ring around so it wouldn't be clear that he was wearing a signet. So that person is still able to mevatel rishut because he doesn't have halacha of a mumer. Okay, so it turns out now that we really have, he doesn't have a din of a mumer because he is not a chutzpan. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what defines the concept of mumer vis-a-vis a ruvin is davka that he has to be begilui panim a mumer. So it turns out that actually we have a lot of different categories here. So we have a nochri, we have a kuti, we have a tzeduki, we have a mumer b'farhesya begilui panim, we have a mumer b'farhesya but not begilui panim, and the tzeduki itself could be, I mean, that's already a category in which it doesn't necessarily mean the way in which he's acting that he was mechalal, but rather that he's kofer in belief of the Eruv. So that's a machlokas between the Chachamim and the Rebbe Gamliel in the original Mishnah. So the truth is we have to keep that category separate. That's right, if he parks around the block. In other words, over here, the guy was before Hesse. He carried out into the chutz, everybody saw him. Nonetheless, we're calling it Petzina in this sense, because he would be Midbayish, exactly. As long as he doesn't park in the shul's parking lot. You know. Okay, the rub doesn't see him.
And the car isn't closed.
Yeah, it's got tinted windows. That was invited. I believe that that's why they invented tinted windows, wasn't it? To provide for people who want to drive on Shabbat.
Omer Vula, Ezehu Yisrael Mumar. What is considered to be a Yisrael Mumar Bichlal, the guy they all dinim? That would be someone who is Mechalel Shabbatot Afarhes. So Nachman said, I don't understand what you, who is this, which shita does this follow? I mean, Ikar Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir's shita all over is that Chashuda Davar Acher, Chashuda Kol HaTorah Kula, in terms of Ne'emanut and so on and so on. It's not a chalik between one particular thing or the other. So what does that do with Chilul Shabbat? Afilu B'Kol Yisrael in Shabbat Torah Nami, a guy who's not Mechala Shabbos, but he always eats in McDonald's. So a person like that, a little bit of Rebbe Meir, has a din of a mumer, Lagabi Ne'emanut and so on, because he's rejected one issue of the Torah. What's not communion for Shabbos or if it's like the Rabbanan, who hold Chashud the Davar Achad, Lo Havi Chashud the Kol HaTorah Kula, if you hold like a Rabbanan, who say each thing in its place, a guy who eats at McDonald's is a mumer vis-a-vis that. So if he's coming to be made that this is kosher food, probably not a good idea to listen to him. But when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, why would he be called a mumer for Shabbatot? For that he's like anybody else? Unless he's a mumer l'avodat kochavim. I mean, so then already he's choshed on anything. Because anyone who's moda b'avodah zarah is kibbutz kofar b'chol haTorah kula. I understand that over there he's basically rejecting the whole premise. So then he becomes a mumer l'chol haTorah kula. But where do you get this idea that Chilul Shabbat, I mean, either you hold anything or you hold only avodah zarah? How did Chilul Shabbat get in there as a new category? Omer Nach bar Yitzchak, no, Rav Huna never meant, well, who is a mumer bichlal. He meant, who is a mumer in terms of the dinim of Erev? Who is a mumer that cannot be mavato reshut on Shabbat, or cannot give away his reshut on Shabbat if there was no Eruv? That's Dafka Yisrael, that would be Mechalel Shabbatot, that's what he meant. Look at Tanya. Yisrael Mumar, HaMishamer Shabbatot Bashuk. The guy, Lamais, is a mumer, but in the open, when he goes outdoors, he puts on his shrimal, and he's fine, and he's Mishamer Shabbos. So that person, he could still be Mevat Rishos in his Chotzer, and so on, even though everybody knows Lamais, he smokes indoors, and he's watching TV, and that, but Lamais, he's considered to be a Shemer Shabbos vis-a-vis Dinim Averav. She'enu Mishamer Shabbatot Bashuk, Eino Mevat Rishot. Mipnei Shom Lu Yisrael, notel rishut v'notein rishut, or bivatel rishut, is the difference. I mean, is really a technical difference in terms of how it is that I give it over. If I give you over my rishus, or I allow you usage of all my rishus if I'm not there. But essentially, it's the same thing. Ubenochri achi askir, but a nochri or someone who acts as a nochri would have to rent the rishus. How does one go about now giving his rishus away or being mevatel his rishus? He can either say rishuti knuya laka, or he can say rishuti mevutelet laka, and in either of those Lashonot, Kana, they know Tzarek Mazakot. No real Kenyan is necessary. It's not an actual Kenyan, which is why it can be done on Shabbos. You don't need to have even a Kenyan Sudar. It's simply a way in which you're being misalek yourself from use of the area. It's misalek your diyut.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's three different issues. What is a mumer l'kolat ha'erekula? Machlokas. Rabbi Meir says, anything that you completely ignore means that you don't care about Torah, you don't accept it as a single reality. If that's the case, then we cannot trust you in any area. Rabbanan say, no, only the area in which you failed, and unless it's avodat kochavim. So we have a mumer l'dover echad, we have a mumer l'kolat Torah kula, we have a mumer l'avodat kochavim, we have a mumer l'chalel Shabbatot in terms of the dinim of Erevin. Whereas Rav Ashi says, no, there's also an answer to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, who identified Chilul Shabbat as a mumer l'kol haTorah kula, actually there's a third Tana, not Rabbi Meir, not the Rabbanan, who holds that Shabbat is the equivalent of avodat kochavim, and anybody who is b'chalel Shabbat b'farhes is the equivalent of, therefore, of a mumer l'kol haTorah kula, as if he would be a mumer l'avodat kochavim. Where do we see this? It's Hai Tanu, d'chamir alei Shabbat k'avodah zarah. Kinetanya. The Torah, when it tells us to bring korbanot, so it's in it that you're allowed to bring a korban ola and so on, so it says over there, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamart alehem, adam ki yakriv mikem. There, mikem means not all of you. There are people, mikem, of b'nei Yisrael, who are able to bring korbanot, and not all of you. Lo kuchem, so who not? Prat l'mumer. Apparently, the Torah tells us not to accept a korban from a mumer, because not all Jews are roy to bring a korban. However, the context of this rejection is dafka mikem. In other words, if I'm talking to Jews, then I'm telling you I don't take any Jew. It's got to be a Jew that's not a mumer.
But if the korban is coming from a goy, then I don't care. Then I'll accept it no matter what. So bechem chilakti v'lo bu'umot. Even though a goy, we're also mekabel, because it says ish is even a goy. But when it comes, if that ish is people that are Jewish, then not any Jew. That's been mikem v'lo kuchem. So furthermore, it says min habehima lavi bnei adam adomim lebehima. Then, because it's funny, mikem means bring from you, and then you say min habehima. I mean, either we're referring to the things that we're bringing, or we're referring to people we're bringing it. I mean, does it mean we're bringing when it says mikem to be makriv of your friend as a korban? It means some of you will bring. So then, when it says min habehima, it means a behema is bringing a korban, not a behema is the korban, right? So who's the behema? The behema is a behema, a person who acts like a behema. Adomim lebehema has no awareness of God. He might as well be an animal. Mikan amru, so here the Braita seems to contradict itself because it says now, Mikan amru, mikablim korbanot miposhe Yisrael. We do accept korbanot even from people who are poshim, kedeshi yachzeru b'tshuva. Because look, I mean, if we would reject even the korbanot, so then we're closing the door to a relationship with them. So in other words, the Torah does want us to accept korbanot. I mean, make up your mind. First you say no, then you say yes. And then it says, but not everybody, chutz min amumer. That's what you said first. God, you're really confusing us. So chutz min amumer, v'haminaseh v'yayin, v'hamechalel shabbatot v'fareser. So first let's understand, what's going on? Agufa kash. You contradict yourself left and right over here. Amr mikem. First you said it's only some mikem, lo kulchem, and that's lo tziyat amumer. Then you say, but of course we'll be mekabel korbanot miposhe Yisrael. Well, that's not a problem. I mean, mumer is not poshe Yisrael. Maybe the meaning of the resha is mumer in the sense of mumer lekolat Torah kula. So mumer lekolat Torah kula cannot bring a korban. Poshe Yisrael in the middle clause over here is referring to a guy who always eats at McDonald's. Huh? So for him, we'll accept his korbanos. Okay, that makes sense. But then, all right, what's the continuation? You could say mitziyat as a mumer l'dover echad, but the name is seifa. Chutz min amumer. What's chutz min amumer? Hi mumer heki dami. What do you mean chutz min amumer? If it means chutz min amumer, meaning chutz min amumer l'kolat erakula, that's what you said in the beginning. Why have to repeat it? Chutz min amumer. You've already set up the bright that forced me to recognize the distinction between a mumer l'kolat erakula and the guy who eats at McDonald's. So what are you telling me? Chutz min amumer l'kolat erakula. So that can't be what it means. Hineration. If it means chutz min amumer even l'dover echad. But we just got finished saying that in the Mitziyata, the middle case is saying we do take a korban from the McDonald's guy. So then it's Kasha Mitziyata. So what is this new category of Chutz Min Amumer that's mentioned in the Sefer? El Olav Achikama. The only explanation is Chutz Min Amumer Linaseh Yayin. Coming to tell me that there's a big difference between someone who eats at McDonald's and somebody who's a mechalel Shabbat b'faresh, yeah? That's a whole different thing. So we have three categories. A literal mumer l'kolat Torah kula, thrown out the whole thing, he's no interest in Judaism. A guy who's basically Jewish but's got areas that he just can't tolerate. I mean, he's going to walk by McDonald's and not eat. I mean, so he's still Jewish, but he's a poshe Yisrael. From him we are mekabel korbanos. Then we have a third category, which is a mumer in an area that makes him the equivalent of a non-Yisrael. So he may be a completely religious guy, but he, you know, he also worships Avodah Zarah. No. So he's out of it. And he can't bring a korban. Or he could be from about everything else under the earth, but he's mechalel Shabbos b'faresh. He also can't bring a korban. So therefore, Ravuna can now be seen as being backed up by this. All Ravuna was saying is that a mechalel Shabbat b'faresh is the equivalent of l'naseh chatayayin v'avodat kochavim. That's all he's saying. And therefore, it's no kasha. The Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir, ain't a chinam. Don't hold of this special new category called Chilul Shabbat. The Ravuna is simply bringing out the town of this bright time. On Sheikh Chatzer, we finally get to it. We're dreaming about this Mishnah. We've been waiting for this Mishnah. We've been sweating over this Mishnah. I can see the excitement written all over your face. So here we finally get to this Mishnah. Ah, look at that. Richie is simply bubbling.
How snaps is shared between different people.
On Sheikh Chatzer. So if you have a guy who in a chotzer forgot to include himself in the eruv, so his own home, but of course he felt terrible, so he went ahead and he was mevatel rishus. So his own home is asur milachlis umilotzi. He cannot take in and out from his own home to the chotzer. Neither he nor anyone else. Lo Velahem. But their homes, Shalahem, everybody else who was Mishtatef in the Eruv, to whom he was Mevatel his Rishut, Shalahem are Mutarim Lo Velahem. He could carry out the neighbor's deck chair from the neighbor's house into the Chatzar, and of course the neighbor can. Natnu Lo Rishutam. Now, how about if, apparently it means they then return the favor. Okay, now we're going to give you a chance to have fun in the Chatzar. So we're all going to be Mevatel our Rishut to you. So in that case, who mutar, only he can carry, but Ein Asurim, they cannot carry.
No. He didn't make an Eruv, and they did. And he was David and Mevatel the Rishus. Who has an Eruv?
Why would you need an Eruv if there's only one person who lives in the Chatzar? What do you need an Eruv? One person lives in the Chatzar. Hoyushinayim. Now, how about if there were two people who didn't join the Eruv? So now we were Mevatel our Rishus to the two people. That's not going to do much good. Because they also need an Eruv. They didn't make an Eruv. So once there's two people, Osrim Zalzeh, then they will anyway Aser one on the other, even if everybody else gives them the Rishut. She'echad, an individual, can be either Noten Rishut or Notel Rishut. But Shinayim can only be Notenim Rishut. Yeah, I mean, two people didn't join the Eruv. Those two people can give away their Rishut to everybody else who did join the Eruv. However, it won't help them to be Notel Rishut. They not Lim Rishut. Me'ematai not Nim Rishut. When does this Netinat Rishut have to be done? Beit Shammai omrim mi ba'od yom. According to Beit Shammai, it has to be done before Shabbat. Beit Hillel omrim any time. Mishach HaShefa. Even afterwards. Mi shenatan Rishuto v'hotzi. This, of course, we've also learned before. Someone who was Mevatel Rishut, and then he ends up being Motzi, Bein B'Shogi, Bein B'Mezi, Hareza Oser, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now this could be, as we saw before, only simply because Gazrin and Shogi got to Mezi. Or it could be, as we saw earlier, that it's a question of whether he was Mesalek himself totally. We had a number of approaches to that, so again. Rabbi Yudomer, B'Mezi, Oser, B'Shogi, Gein Oser. Now let's review this Mishnah step by step so we get clearly the mechanisms of Bitul. It says over here that if a guy was Mevatel his Rishut, he cannot carry from his Rishut, and they cannot carry from his Rishut. So Beito, in other words, is also for everybody for some reason. But Chatzero is okay. We have no problem. That's the whole point. Since he was Mevatel the Rishut, so they can all carry in the Chatzer. So can he. So how does this work exactly? Had he been Mevatel his home to everybody else, so then why is his home any different than any other area? And Idolobato, if he wasn't Mevatel his rights, so why is his Chatzer okay? So Chatzero am I shy? No. But my Eskina, Gagon Shabitel Rishut Chatzero. We're talking about over here a normal Beitel. Normal Beitel is understood to mean that the guy was Mevatel the rights that he has in the common property. Because what part assers you all to use the Chatzer? The fact that I am also a member of the Chatzer. And then I'm Mevatel, and I'm giving away my rights. So there, that's all he did, was be Mevatel the Rishut Chatzero. He never talked about anything that had to do with his house, because it's irrelevant in terms of their iser. The Kasave Rabbanan, now we already saw that this is a machlokas with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbana. The Rabbana had said earlier, Amevatel Rishut Chatzero, Rishut Beito Lo Bitel. Once somebody Mevatel Rishut of a Chatzero, it doesn't mean automatically that the Rishut of his Bayit is Bato. The Dair Inish Bebayit Belo Chatzero, because it's still a reasonable concept to have a home, doesn't have a Chatzero. Veshelahem Mutar Lo Velahem, he's their Rishuyot are Mutar for everybody, including him. Why is that? Because as far as they're concerned, Avi Oreach Lagabayim. When he's carrying in the Chatzero, as long as he's not carrying his own things, which is an indication that he's gone back to his rights in the Chatzar, then he's a guest.
If he's gone back, how can he do his Mevatel his son for that period of time?
No, not necessarily. That's what we just spent 2 days discussing. But just because he's Mevatel, he can take it back. But he becomes a guest. When he becomes a guest, well, it's no discern a guest carrying. A guest is a member of your household, so to speak. So he can carry your things. Natnu lo reshutan, on the other hand, when they give their own reshut to him, so now he is mutter, but they are usser. Now, that doesn't make sense. When he gave reshut to them, so they became mutter in his house, but he remains usser. But if they give reshut to him, then they're all usser. Why is that? Well, they are, same way he is their guest, he can carry out of their house, so now they became his guests, so they can all carry out of his house. And yet the Mishnah says, no, nobody can do that, absolutely not. Why is that? Why can't they be his guests, and then they can carry, just like he could carry from them? There is no Erev, there's Bit, what do you mean? There's all one Rishus. What do we need an Erev? They were Mevatel, the Rishus, the one person. There's no need for an Erev. There's no one else here now but this one fellow. All the other people that I see here are his guests, because they were all mevatel their rights. Vito takes place of an eruv. Okay, so we don't need an eruv. Our only question is, why is it that when he's mevatel rishus to them, so then they can carry from his rishus? But when they're mevatel rishus to him, then we can't carry from their rishus. Why not? Let they be his money. Let them be his guests. Answers the Gemara, obviously never having lived in the Rova Yudi circa 2000. Chad legabe chamisha havi oreya. A guy can be a guest to five people, but five people wouldn't be a guest to one person. But chamisha legabe chad lo havi orchin. I mean, it's an impossible relationship. We're going to say, everybody here is my guest. So Mamela, if it's reasonable to say that in Bito Rishos I indeed become a guest to the rest of the chatzis and I can carry from their rishut. But it becomes too much of a formal, illogical relationship to say that when everyone was mevat rishus to him, they also become his guests. They want to be mesalik themselves, I understand. But wait. Meanwhile, the Mishnah implies that you could turn around after having been mevatel his rishus to them. They can turn around later in the day and be mevatel rishus to him and allow him now to take things out of his house. So doesn't that prove conclusively that Shema Amina mevatlin v'chozinu mevatlin? Before Shmuel was saying, no, ein chozinu mevatlin. Big Mark Locus, Rav and Shmuel, question, chukam etulu. Rava, different spheres. My God, we went to town on this. We forgot it's beferish and Mishnah. And nothing to discuss. Mishnah says beferish. Should they go back now? It could be mevat rishus to him. What, we forgot the Mishnah? No. Mishnah doesn't necessarily mean that now they go to be mevat rishus. This may be an alternative case. In other words, case A, he was mevat rishus to them. Case B, they had been mevat rishus to him from the beginning. Not that once he did it, they can go back and change it. So the way to read it, according to Shmuel, would have to be achikama. In a case where natnu lo rishutan mi'ikara, that started out that way, never chosen of Atlin, who mutar behin asurin, and the difference is, of course, that one can be a guest by five can't be a guest by one. But the guest element, remember, is an added plus. It's not the definition of bitul. I can still be mevatel rishus without becoming a guest. What the guest element adds, five people by one, Richie. Better watch out, because we're looking for where to go on Shabbos.
You have 20% chance, huh?
So there's two separate things here. If I'm mevatel rishus, that can mean simple siluk, and that I'm giving you rights to use the chatzer. The additional advantage of saying, besides a siluk, I'm also turning myself into your guest, is that if I turn myself into your guest, I can carry out of your house. Fine. So in a case where there's five people that were mevatel to one, it doesn't make sense to say I'm turning you into a guest, but the siluk still makes sense. One has nothing to do with the other. It's important to keep these ideas separate. We shouldn't confuse the mechanism of bitul as I do hereby become your guest. That's not the mechanism of bitul. The question of whether the mechanism of bitul is complete siluk or partial siluk, whether I still own a home or so on, that we saw was a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. That's a separate question. Rishus beitel bitel. Either did I mean to do that, or is it by definition that I'm doing that when I'm about a chatzer? Because a bayit without a chatzer is not a bayit. Separate question. And different ways of understanding that question. Now, you say in the Mishnah that if there are two people who hadn't joined the Erev, then if everybody else gives them their rishut, it ain't going to do any good. Why? Because they don't have an Erev. I mean, that's a kindergarten concept. How in the world would anyone in his right mind have thought that giving everybody else's rishus to two people who never made an Erev would make things better? Of course it doesn't make things better. What, are we crazy? Pshita, I mean, what would be the chiddush in that? The chiddush is, of course, that now one of the lucky recipients turns to the other guy and says, okay, you know what? I'm giving you all the rights that I just got from all these kind people. I'm going to give it all to you. And now you are all alone in this chatzah. And now you think, okay, now I don't need a neighbor. The chiddush in a Mishnah is that there is no way, having received your rishut from others, that you can now go be mevatel that rishut to this guy to allow him to carry. Why is this? The case in the Mishnah is, obviously, that then in order to facilitate carrying, we avoided the Erev problem by having one of the two people be mevatel all of the rights he had in the chatzer as a whole to this new guy. And there I would have thought, Mao the Tema Lishtri, I would have thought at this point there's no problem of an Erev. So now that one...
pickle juice. Now, this guy would be able to carry Gamash Milan. The Kiman de Beina, the Botelo Avila Shayu to be Aichat Simlo. The point over here is that at the moment that they were Mavato, the Rishut to him, it didn't do him any good. The mechanism of Bito by which you become a quasi-owner of the chatzer is only in terms of your ability to carry. That was the tikkun of it. So you're going to say now, okay, we were all mavatal arishus to you. Thanks. Lagabe what? What exactly do I get now? A 20% discount at the makole? You didn't do anything for me because I can't carry anyway because there's two of us. So Mimela, I'm now going to take this meaningless gift and I'm going to turn it into something that's meaningful for somebody else. I was never zoken anything to turn it into anything else. You never gave me anything when you made the other bittel. So what am I going to give now to the other guy? Okay? Therefore comes along the Mishnah to say, if you didn't get something at the time that you got it, then you can't give it over to suddenly make it now a meaningful gift. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah.
Even if
there
was dust, it should happen later.
Correct. Yes, because there's no mechanism to give it to you. There's nothing to give. She'echad notein reshut. One person could give it. Now that's completely repetitious, isn't it? One can give, you just said that. One can give rishus and take rishus, but two can give rishus but can't take rishus. You just said that. Two can't take rishus because they need an heir, blah, blah, blah. We just explained what the chiddush is. Hatulamali, why are you repeating it yet again? What? To tell me that you can give rishus? Tanina! That was the first piece of the Mishnah. To tell me that can inotel rishus? That is the second piece of the Mishnah. That they can all give him. Inotel, tanina! Ha ha ha! There's one piece that we didn't mention. Seifa is that two people who didn't make an Eruv can give Rishut to the rest of the Chatzim. That had never been mentioned before. Seifa Strichalei, Shnayim Notim Rishut. What's the Chiddush? Anami Chita, what's the understand? You're right, we didn't discuss it in the Mishnah, but we have to discuss every possible case. If one can give Rishut, two can give Rishut. Why not? Because Mahu the Tema. He might have thought that there's a big Nafkamina, you see. A relationship of one to the Chatzir because it's reciprocal and the Bnei HaChatzir can give him just as he can give them. Fine. So then I allow Netilat Rishut and Netilat Rishut. But if I don't distinguish in a case where two people weren't Mishtatif in the Eruv, and I don't say, well, wait a minute, once it's two, it's all over. So then people are going to think, aha, it's the same way last week it was Joe and we were all able to give our Rishut to Joe to allow him to have his Kiddush and carry the stuff out. So now it's Joe and George. What's an afkamina? It's the same thing. So I might have thought we should make a gezeira that the mechanism of bittul doesn't apply to two people in the chatzar who didn't make an eruv. Gamash milan and af al pi kein. People can make that difference in their heads that if I give rishus, doesn't mean it's going to help me to take rishus if I didn't make an eruv. And therefore I need that little piece in the Mishnah to teach me that shnayim, although they cannot be notel rishut, they can be notin rishut. And we are holding now on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, third line. Abaye Amar Lo Kasha. Kanchi Ziku B'nei Mavui B'mavui Kanchi Lo Ziku B'nei Mavui B'mavui. As we can see in the following right of Atanya, Im Ad Shelo Natan Rishuto Tzi Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezi. He still is able to be Mavatel despite the fact that he's a mummer to be Bakal Shabbos. That's the way Rashi learns the Rebbe Meir, or the way Tosfos learns, despite the fact that he already indicated that he wants this Rishus, he's not interested in Bittul. Rabbi Yehuda Ber Bishogeg Yachol Vatel BeMezid Eino Yachol Vatel. Mi Shenatan Rishutov Rapsi Bein Bishogeg Bein BeMezid Oser. Where is he? I'm trying to find. Oser. So according to Rabbi Yehuda BeMezid Oser Bishogeg Eino Oser. Vamed Bar Mamurim Bishlo Yichziku Bnei Mavui BeMavui. See, says Abaye. The whole machlokas is only talking about before the bnei chutz were chzikav. Chzikav bnei mavoi b'mavoi, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, eino oser. Omar ma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer in the Braita, b'loshon acheret, mi'aru v'yasu torchechem b'mavoi ad shelo techashev v'yaser alechem, which means that the tzeduki had no ability to be mevato reshut at all, so obviously according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel is still maintaining that he's a nochri. But what about the Mishnah? Not Achelo Yotzitz, not Achelo Techasheh, Ema Achelo Yetzeh Hayom, which is the same idea. Or, Vibaitem Alok Kashekan Gumumar Lachalel Shabbatot Befarasya, Gumumar Lachalel Shabbatot Befarasya, and indeed, to define it Farasya, Kemana Zahada Tanya Mumar Vigilui Panim. Arey Zainu Mavata Rishon. Now, come on, Gilui Panim. I mean, he may be unpleasant, but he sure ain't no Mumar, Habi. Ela Mumar Vigilui Panim. And the Yachal Avata Rishon. Who holds that a Mumar has to be Vigilui Panim in order not to be Avata Rishon? Rabbi Yehuda. Avud not the Kumrat of the Medusha. Came in the Chazel of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Kasia. Said Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, ah, Gagon Zeh could still be Mavata Rishon according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Avuna, Ezeo Yisrael Mumar, Zeh Mechalel Shabbatot Befar Hesu. Omer Le Rav Nachman, what does that mean? Come on. Ik Rabbi Meir, Yom HaChashud HaDavar HaChad, Choshud HaKol HaTorah Kula, why mention Shabbat? Afilu Bechad Mikol Yisroon Shabbatorah Nami. If you hold the Rabbanan, Rabbanan Ot Choshud HaDavar HaChad, Loha Vechashud HaKol HaTorah Kula. The only case that would be true is if it's a Mumar Lavadat Kochavim, but you said if it's a Mumar Lachalel Shabbat. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he didn't mean Mumar Bechlal, he meant Mumar in terms of Shabbat. Tein Rishut, Levatel Rishut, for that he has to be a Shomer Shabbat. Kitatanya, Yisro Mumar Meshamer Shabbat Obeshuk, at least openly, Levatel Rishut, but, Enu Meshamer Shabbat Obeshuk, Enu Levatel Rishut, Kiteshamru Yisro Notel Rishut, and Notein Rishut, Ubenochri Achi Askir, Ketzad Omerlo, Rishutiknu Yalacha, or Rishutimu Vatel Tacha. In such a case, all the others are Koneh, Meinot Zarek Lezakot. That's all Rav Huna meant. He wasn't talking about Dinim of Mumar and Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Ashi Amar, oh yes he was. And there's another time, Ahai Tanu, Hu Dechamir Alei Shabbat, Ki Avodat Kochavim, Ki Ritanya. Michem Velo Kulchem, meaning who not, Prat Mumar. Michem Davka Bachem Chalaki, Velo Mumot. If a Goy is a Mumar, that's okay, he can still bring a Korban. Mina Beima means people who are Beimot can bring. Mikan Amru Mekabulim Korbanot Biposhe Yisrael, Kedei Sheikhafu Betishuvah. Chutz min amumer b'mnasach yain v'kamalol shabbatot b'far hesi. Now come on, a goof akasha. First you say michem lokul chemlotziyat amumer. Then you say the kabbalim korbanot b'poshe yisrael. No, that's not a problem. Reisha v'mumer l'falatar akula. Whereas the middle case is amumer l'davar achad. Yes, what about the seifa? There it says chutz min amumer. Now what is that? Hey, chidami. If he's a mumer l'falatar, we already said it in the reisha. If he's a mumla dover achad, we said in the mitziyah that he could bring to the kasha mitziyata, elav achikama, chutz min amumla lina seif yayin, or lechalel shabbatot b'fares ya, which teaches us that avodah zah and shabbat are precisely kiyadanin, and shema amina. That's what Rav Huna was saying. Mumla lechalel shabbat might as well be in church. Anshe chatzer sheshachak echad mehem lo yireiv, beito asur min achlisim lo tzi bod lo velahem, whereas shelahem is mutarim lo velahem. Not nu lo rishutan, hu mutar, but ein asuri. Hayu shenayim, asurim zahazeh, shechad, notin rishut, venotel rishut, where shenayim can be notin rishut, but certainly they can't be notin rishut. Miim atzai notin rishut, beit shabai amrim mibod, yom beit hilal amrim bishecha shecha. Mi shenatan rishuto, and then he was motzi anyway, bein bishogeg, bein bimezid, areza oser, the Rabbi Meir. Of course it means motzi from his own home. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, only the Mezid, it means he went to be Magzik. B'shog again, Oser. Now, Beito is Oser, but Chatzero is Shaya, right? Now, how does that work? Eichidan. Either Batil, so then Beito am I Asur. Either Lo Batil, so Chatzero am I Shaya. No, no, the case is, of course, Sachem Ha'iskinan. Gagon Shebito Rishut Chatzero, which is the norm. He didn't talk about his house at all. Lo Bito Rishut Beito. Kasavi Rabbanan, as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, that am a Batil Rishut Chatzero, Rishut Beito Lo Bitel. And it's not automatically batel because dairi inish bebayit below chatzer. And therefore, the bayit is still asur for him to carry out of it. Shelahem is mutar lo velahem. Why is that? I thought he's not allowed to carry. Why not? He might time it because he's a guest. Why not? Oreach habayit. On the other hand, if not nu lo rishutan, then hu mutar, but they're asurin at all, even from his house. Why? Venavi inu legabe ki orchan. Why aren't they all his guests? But Shvamin am avatlin, v'chazunim avatlin, because it says here in midday. No. Come on, not nulo rishutan meikara. It's a different case. Who mutar v'nasurim? Oh, you shnayim osrim zelzel. Obviously, I'm not zrivin. Oh, the chad mina about the little chaver. Mal the tame alishrei. Since now there's only one person that has everything. From Ashram kiva to the end of the bottle. I have a shar yutubai chotzer lo. She'achad notein rishut v'notel rishut atulamali. Inotein tenina. Inotel tenina. Seifet strichale. Namely that shnayim are notnim rishut. Why not? Anamichita. Well, ma'od etema v'igzor dilma ati levetu. Le'lohu kamash v'am.